Most houseplants are tropical plants that require the warm, somewhat humid conditions of their natural habitat. In the home, many can become tired-looking, especially over winter, when even your brightest window provides lower than ideal light levels. So why not send your houseplants on a vacation from which they'll return re-energized, invigorated and having grown like, well, a weed? First, slip plants out of their pots to ensure their roots aren't crowded. If they are, loosen them gently and replant them in a container exactly 2 inches larger, no more, no less, then make a game plan. Make sure the weather is right, just as you might avoid visiting certain areas during extreme seasonal weather events. Your plant's summer vacation plans should also be carefully timed. Jumping the gun, such as setting them out on the first warm spring day, could be injurious or even fatal. Some tropical plants can suffer severe damage when temperatures drop to just 45 degrees Fahrenheit, 7°C, wait until nighttime temperatures remain reliably above 60°F, 15°C. Then harden plants off by placing them in a shady outdoor spot, to avoid sunburn, for an hour or two. Then bring them back indoors. Repeat this daily over the course of a week, increasing their outdoor exposure by 1 hour each day. At the end of the week, they should be well acclimated to the stronger light, longer days and the wind of the great outdoors, where they can spend the summer. Growing plants need nutrients while on vacation outdoors. Your plants will benefit from natural sunlight, rain showers that will cleanse their leaves and provide hydration, and breezes that will train them to stand stronger. They'll also likely grow with reckless abandon. All this added vigor means they'll require the nutrients of a growing teenager. Apply a slow-release fertilizer according to package directions or a fast-release product diluted to half strength once every 2 weeks. Avoid fertilizing during heat waves or when plants are otherwise under stress. Forced growth when they are struggling will only make them weaker. Plants that would rather stay home. There are some plants, however, that are homebodies. Those with delicate, fuzzy or velvety foliage, such as African violets, should never be exposed to leaf-wetting rain, direct sunlight or wind. Low-light houseplants such as pothos, ZZ plant, Chinese evergreen, snake plant and cast iron plant can be placed outdoors, but only in a shady spot. Even there, they should be monitored for signs of sunburn or scorch and returned home if they display symptoms. In late summer or early fall, when temperatures threaten to drop below 60°F in your garden, reverse the acclimation process by moving plants into the shade for incrementally longer periods each day for a week. Then, inspect them for insects and, for good measure, give them a hose shower before bringing them back home. They'll be happy campers. Jessica Damiano writes weekly gardening columns for the AP and publishes the award-winning weekly dirt newsletter. You can sign up here for weekly gardening tips and advice. For more AP gardening stories, go to https://apnews.com/hub/gardening.jessicadamiano, The Associated Press. Jessica Damiano, VAP, 2.